tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'm on the run.
Toxic,
down,
skipping outside. So I'm gonna send this out to all of our couples having problems this week on Vanderpump.
Toxic is probably the best song for this show because it's toxic.
I know,
I stinking love this show. Well, we're so happy it's back. Hey, everybody, it is Megan Stecker. You guys can follow me along at Megan Stecker on Twitter. We are bringing you Vanderpump Rules After Show. It is season 4, episode 2, New Blood. And speaking of new blood, we have some new hosts in the house. I'm so happy to be back. I'm sorry I missed last week. I was at a wedding on the East Coast. But I'll be here all season
East
long.
East Coast.
With our new host. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself?
So I'm obviously Dan Babby. You guys met me for the first time on Vanderpump Rules After Show last week. And you can find me at Dan Babby on Instagram and at Dan Babby _ on the Twitter.
Hey, what's up, guys? I am Justine. First show here. I'm so excited.
Welcome.
I am from Jersey, so I respect that you just came from the East Coast. And you can find me on Twitter at JustineDevanna3 and Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine. Just wanted to say, because I love Instagram.
And I've got to say, Justine, she's got a bit of a Miley Cyrus vibe about it. Even like the voice and the way you look, you probably hate that, but
No. Every single time I meet someone, do you know who you sound like? I'm like, Miley Cyrus. Oh my God, how'd you? I'm like, yeah, I get it all the time. I think it's the hair. You can't tell because I have this on, but I have short hair. No, I love her. She's crazy, but I still love her. So I am not offended at all.
You do sound like her.
She does.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
So whoever's listening and is not watching this, you can pretend it's Miley if you like Miley. But if you don't, it's Justine.
Well, let's dive right in. If you did happen to catch the show last week, listening or viewing, you guys can view on YouTube as well as listen on all various platforms. But definitely check us out on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Dan had a little opinion, which we have here. We have big opinions here at AfterBuzz. It's all about just sharing our feelings and opinions. But he said something about Stassi that kind of blew up on Twitter. So I just wanted you to explain what happened in case anybody didn't really know what happened, see what happened on Twitter, and let us know what, you know, part two, how you're feeling, what you want to say.
Okay, so for you guys that don't know, what happened was, I like to keep it real, I like to keep it really honest, but I did make a little bit of a mistake last week, which I'm fully owning. We were kind of just talking, obviously, because we had Jesse Montana in, and his best friends with Sheena, who obviously has fought with Stassi before, and we were just kind of saying, I made an observation. I said, I think Stassi's beautiful, I think she's very pretty, and all of that. And I said, isn't it like a bit of a sweet revenge that she's packed on the pounds a little bit and come back on the show? Like, is that.
Never say that about a girl.
I've got to say, I said, she's still absolutely beautiful, still very good looking and all that, but I was just making the observation, and I don't think she is fat by any means, but I was just saying, is it funny, because obviously everyone on the show is image obsessed, as most of us are that live in LA, so I just said, how does that feel when the kind of, because she's portrayed as a mean girl, she's portrayed as a Regina George, and it's almost like, she's definitely not fat by any means, but it's almost everyone's kind of wish that the person, the villain, does, you know, kind of, you know, struggle with various problems and things like that. So I am sorry. I think that was probably the wrong thing to do, because I think, especially with women in a way, it's so sensitive. I never want to kind of fat shame anyone. And I don't want, you know, girls, because obviously she still is a very thin girl. But I was just kind of poking fun at her because obviously, you know, and I think she'll admit there is a big ego there, and everyone on the show's got an ego. We all have big egos, and it was just kind of funny, you know, just to well, I thought it was going to be funny, just to nitpick a little bit, but I'm probably unacceptable, so I'm apologizing. I'm fully owning it, and we'll see where it goes from here. I'd love to have her on, and maybe we can talk it out more and talk about body image and all of that.
I mean, I think that's really great that you apologize for that, because when it comes to girls, you never want to hear about weight. And even if you're like joking, or even, oh, she gained a pound or two. A pound is like, oh my God, I look like a fat, obese person now. Like, that's how girls take it. So I think that that whole fat shaming thing, I don't know. I mean, I definitely am happy that you apologize, because I don't know, it really, it does suck to hear that, like, if you're a girl.
Yeah, and I think, look, I would normally not go on there. Like,
right.
I would have not, because of the character she's, and that's what I said last week.
Right.
I just said she's obviously, and it was funny because none of the audience or any of the audience kind of had a problem with it or anything like that. It was actually just Kristen that started treating me and had a problem. But the audience comments and, you know,
it was Kristen, not Stassi.
Well, Stassi then later obviously tweeted up about it, but the audience didn't have a problem with it because I said, isn't it just funny because of she's the villain type character? And it was, if it was a normal girl, I probably wouldn't have gone there. So, you know, it is what it is. But I, as I said, I probably not a good thing to make fun of someone's weight. But I was just kind of poking fun of her because of her ego and all of that. So,
well, in your defense, Stassi did address it herself last season.
Yeah.
She said something to the effect of like, "Oh, I packed on some love pounds or something." She's still a slender, beautiful girl, and you know, Stassi, I'm sure, you know, as he said, we didn't really mean it. But we, you know, if either of you would like to come here and discuss it, we'd love to have you in. Kristen, we loved having you the past few seasons. So if you want to come in and we'll all chat about it.
Our viewers out there, like, we want to get your opinion on it it's almost one of the questions, is it fat shaming or is it not? And I mean, we don't know because the lines are kind of blurred, but definitely tweet us. It's at @DanBabic_ and we're at AfterBuzz. So I said, I'm sorry and we make mistakes, but moving on, let's talk about this week's episode.
Before you do that, I just wanted to add that, like, it's really hard in reality TV because you get portrayed, you know, you don't know what they're really like in real life. And that's why I think that we'd love to have you guys here, because you could be totally different on, you know,
and
in real life.
Yeah. And we've had them in.
It's reality
and
TV.
The cast is great, and we'd love to have any of them come in, and especially all the newbies. So let's talk about our newbies.
Yes.
Newbie time.
So name of the show was New Blood. So our new blood, we got to meet Lala, who's a new host, who is also a model/actress. We got to meet Faith, who's going to be a new server. Faith will be here, I believe. We have her booked for November 23rd. So you guys stay tuned for having another insider in here chatting it up.
I'm excited to meet her.
Jesse was also kind of maybe introduced as new blood this week. But I know Jesse. He came in last season with Sheena. It's great to see him on the show. He was not really a part of the show before. But he definitely was an employee of Pump. And now he's at Sir. So that's great. And maybe Brittany, we will have to stay tuned, might be a new staff member. So Jack's new girlfriend, Brittany, he brings her to the restaurant, this poor small town girl from Kentucky. He's like, I bartend two bars right now. Like, she seems like the sweetest, nicest girl.
I
and
know.
He brings her in this tiny little, like, I'm romping around Kentucky outfit. The poor girl, like, wasn't ready for an interview, I don't think. She's like, I didn't have a resume. I didn't know this was happening. But we will see if Lisa hires Brittany.
I think it's crazy because Jax has that reputation. Like, he literally has admitted it. Like, he has openly admitted that he plays girls, and yet they still want more of him. And it's like that bad boy image that it's like, what, he's 35 and he doesn't seem to be getting over it. And, like, I don't know, like, these girls, why are you into someone like that? You know, like, they're older, not like old, but, you know, you would think that they would kind of like want to settle down with a nicer guy. I don't know. He's wild.
But I mean, I think let's keep it real because it is a reality show. A lot of people that move to LA want to be famous.
Right.
So of course she would put up with him because he is on a reality show and he is well known around LA. I mean, some people, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. And if she wants to obtain some type of fame. This is such a great platform for her because we've seen people, so many people from reality TV have made millions and millions of dollars and been able to have very sustainable careers from reality shows.
Very true.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys think that she, the way that Jax is portraying it, is that she doesn't know him, she doesn't know his past, she doesn't know anything about Sir. I mean, do you think he's completely lying?
He or she, like, that she doesn't know about Sir.
That he is lying about her not knowing about his past or Sir or anything.
Maybe, but maybe she's saying that, but she could have watched the show. Like, she could be fooling him and being like, oh, I never watched the show. I'm from a small town, but just because you're from a small town doesn't mean that you don't have cable. Doesn't mean you don't watch it, you know?
What do you think,
Dan? I mean, she very well knows. Like, come on. Like, she's new to LA to be an actress or a model, and she hasn't... And, of course, if you got casted on a TV show and you said, oh, we're going to be on this TV show, you would go watch, like, completely stalk the guy, find out everything about him. Mm-hmm. 100%. So I think she's playing that character, and especially because, let's keep it real, none of the girls are portrayed as the nice girl next door on the show. They're like go-getters and they're firecrackers. So she's probably going to play this nice, innocent Kentucky character thinking, I'm going to be perceived that way on the show and then everyone will like me and I'll be the likable character. Because kind of everyone on the show, it's the lines are blurred. No one's extremely good, but no one's extremely bad. Like, there's good and bad with everyone. There's not been a completely wholesome character. So I think she's trying to get into that market.
I agree with you. Wow.
Yeah. What do you think? Let me know.
I'm really going to love having you on this panel here.
Ooh, yeah.
I think we're all kind of like on the same page with this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think we're totally all amazing, like, super fans of the show. So it's only going to get better and better.
Because what do we think about Lala? Because I loved Lala. I love the confidence. I love that she just walked in. She strutted.
Okay, you love her. Okay.
What are your thoughts? What do you think about Lala? Because I'm like, Lala.
I think I'm on, like, Katie and Sheena's side where I'm not trusting her. And I think she's going to be the one I'm going to dislike. But I think, you know, she's going to be painted that way. And her behavior is going to lead her to be one of those people. And I'm going to love every minute of it. And I'm not going to like Lala because they don't want us to, and it's going to be great.
I mean, she's admitted, at the end of the show, she admitted, I lied to Lisa, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm not going over to Italy to model. I'm just going on a vacation. Like, she clearly admitted that, and everyone's like, wait, you're lying to Lisa out of everyone. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, it's so hard because shows portray people in the way that they want to. So, really, she actually could be a nice girl, and they just portray her, like, cutting and pasting the show. It's so hard to know what someone's really like from reality, you know? Like, it's just hard to know from just watching the show.
Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, with Kristen, I'm a big fan of Kristen because... I would say especially because of meeting her in person. So I used to love her being the villain on the show, and I would say kind of all the, you know, whatever I wanted. And I would say, but I'm a Kristen. I'm not an Ariana. I'm a Kristen. Like, I'm with Kristen on this. knowing full well she was kind of being portrayed as a villain, and I was like, I don't care. I freaking love her. I would have acted the same way. But meeting the cast in person, it's so surreal because you're just meeting a regular person and hearing their side of the story.
Exactly.
So it is so interesting to see what people do on the show and how it turns out. And, you know, just because 9 people react to something another person does in one way doesn't mean they're completely wrong.
Oh, exactly.
You know? So that's what I love about this show, and I love all their every little bit of drama in their life.
Oh, cool.
Do we think Faith? What do we think about Faith? I feel like we didn't get to see any of her.
Say, I feel like we didn't get to, and she's coming on the 23rd, which is cool, but I hope we get to see more of her because I feel like they showed Lala more than her. So I honestly really can't form an opinion about her because they didn't really show her, so.
I would agree. Do you think anything's about Faith?
I just thought, well, nice, we haven't got to see her, you know, a lot, but getting back to Lala, I just think that's got ball. Like, I love, even, like, I'm not a Donald Trump fan, I think he's ridiculous, but I love him for the fact that he doesn't care what people think.
Exactly.
She doesn't care, and especially that group is such a tough crowd, and she's like, do you know what, I am who I am, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to own it now, I'm actually getting paid to go on this amazing trip, I'm going to have so much fun, and it's just being real, keeping it really authentic, and I think that's what I like about it. She's not going to care, and she's going to say exactly what she thinks.
Because so many people are fake these days that it's, like, refreshing to hear that, but at the same time, it's like, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel yet. I got to watch more episodes to really get an opinion about her. I don't know yet.
What did you think of her comment where she said, I'll take the job as serious as it is. I'm just seating people. I'm not doing brain surgery.
Keeping it real. I mean, that's the job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it's I kind of loved it because everyone on the show does take the job really seriously. But then at the end of the day, you are just seating people. So I bonus points in my book. Keeping it real. I'm loving Lala.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I totally agree in that sense, but, like, again, I don't know. I also feel like Lisa's put, that's her life. That's her babies. Like, Pump and Sir. So to have someone just be like, whatever, she's probably like, come on. Like, I know that that's not what she wants to do her whole life, but that's a little disrespectful to Lisa. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing in L.A., like, there's... You're what you want to do, and then there's what you have to do for money to keep trying to pursue your dreams, right? So I'm sure we all have our things that we do for money, and mine is waiting tables just like them. So I understand that you kind of hate it some days, and you kind of really don't want to take it serious. You're like, whatever, I'm here. People tip me. I'll go home, and I'll do what I really want to do tomorrow when I wake up. Mm-hmm. But you have to take it seriously so that you don't lose that job, so that you do have that money coming in to pursue the dreams.
Or you'll be poor. I used to, when I was in New York, I used to bartend and be a server, and I was absolutely terrible at it. So I got fired. No, literally, I was the worst. I mean, I couldn't keep track of people's cards. Like, I was a disaster. Like, if you know, you don't want me there because I'll lose your money. So I got fired from 3 jobs, and no, like, no joke. And then I'm like, wait, now I don't know how to get money. So I was a little out of luck there. So, I mean, honestly, it is harder than it looks. So, yeah, it's a whatever job, but, like, I give you props. I give them props because it's not easy. It's really not an easy job.
My current job is one of the hardest jobs I've ever had, but girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
I give you props. I could never do it.
But, I mean, she's coming on to, like, a brand new show. Like, so she needs to bring – there is so many personalities. Everyone is beautiful. You've got to be in it to win it. Mm-hmm. So you've got to come in there – blazing with all guns ho. You've got to be completely real. You've got to be put something big on. You've got to put on a show.
So, I'm about to hire you as, like, my manager. You're like you're like ready to tell these guys, like, what they need to do. I'm like, you tell me what I got to do.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
I need a manager.
I mean, can you imagine? See, like, so you guys got worked up. You even revealed the personal story and all of them. Can you imagine if she just came in and was like, oh, you know, I'm just, you know, here. I just want to really do a great job for Lisa. And she was nice to everyone. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, boring, get rid of her.
I know,
You don't watch Vanderpump Rules if you want to see nice people and girls empowering each other.
You're 100%
but
right.
But they already have so many villains. Like, they're not, but they portray, like, all of them as villains. So, like, it'd be kind of nice to see one nice person. I don't know, that's how I feel.
I'd vote them off the island. Anyway.
But what do we think? We all have our different opinions, but it's okay. It's okay.
It is. But what do we think of Kristen and...
And James.
James,
James is such... such an ass.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So for the folks at home, I know we're just jumping all over the place here.
Yeah.
So,
let's keep it one track.
So Kristen starts texting Sheena the morning after... It appears to be the morning after Sheena's birthday party, and they're all a little hungover. Sheena comes into work and relays to the gang that Kristen's texting her nonstop. She went through James's phone, found an email that from Uber confirming that he went home with Sheena's friend from the birthday party, and that at 6 a.m. he got her an Uber. Wasn't even smart enough to tell the girl to get her own Uber. Got her an Uber.
Oh my God.
Back to her own house. So it appears that he has cheated. Kristen's furious. Sheena's in the middle. Go.
Kristen has proven to do the craziest things. So I don't understand. Like, he's looking. He's looking for it at this point because he has to know better that Kristen will find out. She finds out everything. And, like, I don't know. I think he's dumb. Especially because you're dating Kristen and she finds out everything. And, like, honestly, Kristen, good for you. She's open about, hey, I'm nuts and I'm going to find out what you're doing. Like, I give you props because...
I agree.
I should be that way, too.
I agree because if you think... Okay. Some people may say it's not okay to do this in your relationship... Blah, blah, blah. You don't have trust. The relationship's already over. Whatever, whatever, whatever. All I'm saying is she was protecting herself. I'm a Kristen, okay? This is where I'm going to be all season. I'm a Kristen. she was protecting herself. She felt like something was up, something was fishy. She was checking it out, and just like she said in her confessional, when I feel like something's going on, I'm always right. And she proved herself right. Deanne, how are you feeling?
Well, even putting the Twitter feud aside, I watched it with an open mind, and I felt sorry for Kristen.
You did? Yeah.
I did. I think she was blindsided. I didn't think she was shocked. And then, you know, I'm kind of in two worlds about it, because I really do feel sorry for her, because that's not a nice thing to have happen to you. And then, you know, after it all, she thinks, okay, look, I'm going to kind of almost take you back and I'm going to forgive you. But then it's lie after lie after lie, and he's actually slept with her and he's hiding that from her. Mm-hmm. So I really do feel sorry for her, and I have empathy for her. And I was team Kristen this episode, but in saying that, I just find James funny. I do. I mean, I just take it with a grain of salt because it is James and it's fun. So I'm surprised, because she is such a smart, intelligent girl. I'm surprised that she didn't see, like, when you get into a relationship with someone like that, it's kind of to be expected, but it's still not fair. Like, you don't, no woman deserves to be treated like that. But if you get into a relationship with someone like James,
well, could I ask you what you mean about someone like James?
Someone like he's a player. He loves girls. Okay. He gets drunk. He cheats on women. He doesn't. He's young. He doesn't care. He's just having fun.
He's only 22,
right? And do you think that's part of the problem?
Oh yeah,
or that's all of the problem.
I mean, honestly, guys, it's like known. They mature, like, women mature faster than guys. Like, it's a known thing, and I think that, I don't know how old Kristen is again. She's a lot older than him, right? And
I think there's, like, a 10-year age difference, I think.
That's, you know what? Like, that, and I thought she'd be, like, I feel like she should be smarter than that, because she's a smart girl. Like, she really is, and he is young, and I'm sorry, he's British, and I have dealt with multiple British guys, and they think they're the shit. They really do, because they're like, I have an accent. All girls want me. So him, he's in a relationship, but, like, girls fall all over, like, oh, you have an accent. You're so cute. Like, I used to be that way. I'm not that way anymore.
It's sexy. Like, a guy with an accent.
It is.
Zol. A guy with an accent is sexy.
Yes. So sexy.
So I can see. Well, Kristen said, which it just rung in my head, like, I remembered this moment when she, in the show tonight, where she said, he's not the same guy I started dating a year and a half ago. I think that maybe some of the fame coming from the show has changed him a little bit. So he maybe used to be a very devoted and true boyfriend, and now with all the fame and the girls, and I'm sure he's a very young guy. He's out DJing every night. I'm sure there's plenty of young girls trying to throw themselves at him.
Especially he's in club settings.
Exactly. So, I mean, maybe that is the issue. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, we did see him say in his confessional, said he was lying to Kristen for her own good. And then he definitely boned, or was boning.
Yeah. Like, he definitely boned Jenna.
He used the word bones. Yeah. So, unfortunately, Kristen, it looks like they have made up. She has taken him back. And is still in the dark about the fact that he slept with this other girl.
Not only is she smart and has a past of, like, finding out everything, does he not think this show is going to air like it is now, and she's not going to see it? Like, that's just dumb to me. Like,
but
come on.
It's all part of the show.
Right.
It is, like, because we're, like, look at us, we're addicted by it, we keep talking about it.
We really are.
And that's why I thought, okay, she's a smart girl, Kristen, and I thought she is just, I thought it was all contrived. I thought it was a fake relationship, and she knew this was all going to happen. It was all kind of semi-scripted. But I think you can tell from her reaction that this is completely real, and that she was blindsided.
Mm-hmm. They came here together, actually, last year.
Yeah.
And I found James to be, like, a really reserved guy. It was crazy. He was, like, shy and nervous, and she was kind of, like, just, like, the coolest person and really, like, laid back. And
I
found him to be the shy, quieter one, which, watching tonight, it kind of seemed like their roles have reversed.
I would love for most of the cast to come in at some point, because you really do, when you meet people like that in real life, you get a different feel for them. You get to see them off camera, and it makes you actually see them as a person and not just someone on a show, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I feel like we've We've covered this, and we should move on.
Yeah, let's move on. There's so much. This was a good.
This was juicy.
This was really good.
The whole time we were all watching together, we're like, this is, each one of us at a different time was like, this is really good.
Because we kept, like, taking our thing off. I'm like, this is really good.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Because the first episode back, I was kind of like, I was a bit disappointed. I just kind of thought, oh, fell a little bit flat. Yeah. Was a little bit bland. I mean, this episode, that was what we were waiting for.
Well,
killer.
I know we had a new person or two last season. It does not seem that they are back. But it's all these new people I feel like are going to shake it up this year, and I like it.
Gotta and change it up a little. It'll be good.
And I'm so excited for Stassi to come back whenever she's coming back.
She's gorgeous. Honestly, they picked beautiful girls. Like, they did a really good job casting that because they're all pretty. And I'm just like, I'm a makeup artist, so I look at their makeup, and on every single episode, I'm like, I want to do your makeup. You have a beautiful face. And I don't know if they do it themselves.
Jessie kind of shared that with us last year, and Sheena, that they, and Ariana, too, I think, said that that they do their own hair and makeup, but, Jessie would do their hair all the time, and I can't remember if they said they had someone who, you know, professionally does it, like, do their makeup for them, but they're responsible when they tape their interviews to do their hair and makeup. Like, sometimes they'll have to reshoot things, so they'll have to come back and get into that same outfit again that they left at the studio and try to do their hair and makeup the same again. So, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, there's not, it's not like the Housewives where somebody's, you know, doing it for them, and it's, they're having to provide it for themselves.
There's some shows, I know some people that work on reality, so I think it's just certain reality shows. I don't know if it's budget-wise, but there are certain reality shows that there's, like, hair and makeup people, so.
For sure.
But I wanted to actually go back just quickly with the whole with the whole Uber thing, and because that's obviously how Kristen found out. Have you girls ever been there where you've snooped and then found out something?
Yes!
And what is your view on snooping? Because some people are like, don't do it, do it. What's, I wanted to know if you've done it.
Depends. I definitely, respect a guy's privacy, or whoever, respect their privacy. But if you have this gut feeling and they're in the past have cheated on you, like, I don't know. It just depends on the circumstances. Like, yeah, privacy is everything. But at the same time, you don't want to be like Kristen is right now and just keep going back and then waste your time and then end up being like a couple years later, wow, they cheated on me for 2 years.
Right. I know that the thing you're supposed to say is like, I would never, and trust
your
mate.
Have you done it?
100% yes.
And what did you find? What was like the most intense thing that you found?
There was like emails back and forth where I had a boyfriend like flirting with a girl, and it was, there was nothing salacious, but I could just tell they were flirting, and I was pissed, and I called him on it, and he kind of admitted it. And then a couple months later, he and I were like having a sleepover together, and he was asleep already, and his phone started going off at like the loudest possible ring. I guess he had it way up at the loudest possible ring, and it was a text. And I could, the texts were coming up on the screen on iPhone, so I was, like, able to read them while
Without going in, technically.
The phone wouldn't stop going off because it was multiple texts, and it would buzz twice for every text. And so I finally got up, and I'm looking at the phone, and I was like, oh, hell no. So it was that same girl with the emails being, like, flirty and, like, I had a great time tonight. When can we hang out again?
And then he hung out with you after.
Yeah, he had been out at the bar with this chick and then, like, came home to me. And so I threw the phone at him to wake him up and screamed at him and told him we were done and grabbed, like, a couple things I had hanging in his apartment closet and, like, stormed out.
Good girl.
I don't seem like that. When I first met you, I would never expect that. You're just, like, hi and all nice. And
let me tell you what. My very first serious boyfriend when I was, like, 15 years old cheated on me, but it was kind of going on for 2 years, and I didn't know, like, no one in high school had the cojones to tell me. So I think that I come from a very damaged place of, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna find this out for myself, because that's, you know, how my dating life started out, and that's all me and my problems and whatever. And
thank God you did that, because then did you guys break up or no?
Okay, well, we broke up, like, right then. So,
and you didn't go back to him, because most girls, tell me this, girls, guys, everyone, they tend to blame the other person, and I respect you for being like, no, like, you screwed up, because a lot of people are like, it's the other girl, I hate her, I hate him, whatever, and it's like, it's annoying, like, you know.
No, I was pissed at him, and that was good. Then we broke up.
Well, good girl.
Do you ever snoop through anyone's phone?
Do you know what? It's so funny, because when I'm in relationships, actually, I'm, because, you know, the world that we're all in, with the hosting and all of that, it's all very fake, so when I date people, the nicest I'm attracted to the nicest, most pure person ever.
Aww.
So I don't date anyone ever that's in the industry, and because I always think it's just so fake and so frivolous, and that's why I love it, because I think life's so short, and there's nothing like working in a frivolous industry that gets you thinking what else is going on in the world. There must be more. So when I do go home, it is always with someone really real and really authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go insane if I had a superficial relationship, or if I was in a relationship with someone with an ego, or someone that would, you know, I could even question that.
Yeah.
So I've never snooped, but I've actually snooped with my mum. I used to, like, all the time. I used to, like, literally as, like, a teenager, I used to, like, snoop on her Facebook all the time and, like, find out, like, you know, what are we going to get for my birthday and all of that.
Oh, smart.
So that was, like, innocent. But, like, as a kid, I used to snoop, but now I don't do it. Yeah.
I haven't either, and it's surprising. I think I am so afraid what I'm going to find, because I've been hurt pretty much, like, every single time I talk to a guy, I am hurt. So I am afraid to get hurt again. So I'm, like, afraid to look. But I have dated so many James that I'm completely over it. And Jax. Like, if one of you guys has... I am single, and if any of you guys have a single friend that is not Jax or James, please let me know. Just had to put that out there.
Well, let's talk about a couple that's doing way better than James and Kristen. Tom and Ariana.
Super cute.
So they go to buy a couch together. They decide to tell the guy at the store that they're buying the couch because that's the same couch that Kristen and Jax did the nasty on. I think it's hilarious he still has that as his apartment. I would have thrown it out on the street the next day.
Yeah. It was a nice couch. Why not? Get it dry cleaned. Who cares? Got a bit of history there. But they're super cute.
So things are going well with them. How do you guys feel about them in the long term? I feel like they could be, like, married tomorrow. They're doing so well.
Yeah, well, he's tamed down a lot. He's you know, got more serious and all of that. I'm all for them. I think they're great. What do you think? Are you thinking they're good?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's still a lot of baggage between him and Kristen, though. And I can definitely see why Ariana's nervous. Like, if I were her and my ex was just, especially because they're both on the show, that they're constantly in the same friend group, I don't know, it'd be really hard for me. I have trust issues to begin with, so she seems to be really cool. I don't know if she's putting on a front, but she seems to be, like, I don't know, pretty cool about it and trustworthy with him.
I don't think she's worried about him hooking up with Kristen or anything like that. I think she's genuinely afraid of the things Kristen does based solely on the things that Kristen has said. Or, like, when Kristen gets in drunk fights. I think she thinks that she could physically be harmed by Kristen is what I think she's worried about.
Yeah, well, she's calmed down a lot. I mean, minus my little Twitter attack, but she's seemed more level-headed this season.
Kristen.
I'm really liking her.
Right? She was talking about I don't know if she's saying that she's calmed down, or, like, maybe she really has. I hope so, because, I don't know. In the long run, I don't think anybody wants to be with someone that crazy. So, girl, I really hope you have calmed down, because she seems like a really cool person.
She seems way more peaceful to me this season.
She does.
I'm proud of her. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Last thing that happened was Kristen and Sheena have a talk about Kristen's texts to Sheena over this whole cheating scenario. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think about their conversation? I kind of thought, it was tense.
It's so funny, because obviously going into, like, you know, after me and Kristen's little Twitter exchange, I was thinking I would go into this almost kind of more apprehensive. I was actually the most in support of her this whole time. And love Sheena, I think she's great. But I felt like she didn't cut her enough slack. Because I don't know, I'm one of those people that even if someone has hurt me 1,000 times and literally hit me by a double-decker bus, if I see them being vulnerable and real and authentic, I kind of match that energy, and I get real with them, and I put everything aside if I see someone who is vulnerable. And I feel like Kristen was kind of saying, like, look, like, I am broken by this. I am so, so sad. And I feel like she didn't really appreciate her feelings and kind of just blew it off. And I was disappointed in her response, but I still think she's great, but I felt for Kristen in that moment. Who would have thought after our Twitter exchange that I would be Team Kristen for this episode? And I'm not just saying that just because, you know, if I thought she was a fat bitch on the show, I would say I think she's being a fat bitch this week. But no, I felt sorry for her. And I really am feeling for it.
And as girl to girl, girl code, whatever, you'd think that you know, no matter what's happened with Kristen, if she's been crazy, whatever, you know, as a girl, you know how it feels. I mean, as an anybody, girl, boy, like, you know how it feels to have that, because it's happened to you at some point, and to have, you know, things like that that hurts you. So you think, I don't know, I thought she'd be more sympathetic about it. I don't know. It's, like I said, it's a show. It could be cut and paste. So you just don't know, because they could have showed her saying that and been like, you know what, listen, I'm sorry. That is, you know, I do feel for you. But they might not show it, so I can't hate it. Can't hate on her. Yeah.
I think if I were Sheena, I would have kind of maybe, like, held her hands and been like, look, honey, you know I'm trying to be friends with you. You're making it real hard on me. If you really want us to be friends, you can't call me names. You know, yeah. I think I would have had sympathy for her in the moment, but made it clear that I am not to be talked to like that. But
next week, what? Because we saw Sheena's going through some marriage problems, it looks like it.
Yeah, I want to get into predictions.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh my God, we'll start with you. What's your predictions?
Many. Okay. Here comes the music.
Ooh, look, we got the lights happening.
I love it. Okay, I will go first. Light. I usually always go last. I'm going to go first.
Yeah, go first. Okay. Do it, girl.
I think we're going to see Schwartz gearing up to propose. Not a proposal next week by any means. I think it's going to be stretched out throughout the season, and it's going to be like a really special moment. But the fact that he's admitting now to a mutual friend of his and Katie's that he's ready to propose is, like, very exciting, because he comes leaps and bounds from being told, you're proposing to me or else. I know we didn't talk much about them this week, but we'll get into them another week.
We have an entire season,
stuff goes
guys.
Down. Yeah.
We will cover everything.
Lala being upset and saying, I feel alone, and they're saying all this stuff to me, I'm going to say is not genuine. I'm going to say she's playing on Lisa's emotions.
Yeah.
And, wow, the Shay and Sheena thing, I think, is going to blow up. I know in watching the season trailer, it's kind of revealed that Shay is having some alcohol and drug problems. So it was a shock to me to hear her say that he's left the house. And goodness knows, I hope everything's okay now, but I think we're going to see a lot of crazy stuff we didn't expect from Shay.
Wow. I mean, because, yeah, he comes across like the good level-headed one, kind of like the yin and yang, because obviously she's, like, in the whole LA life, but he brings it back down, and they're a good balancing act, and she kind of brings him back up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say that's what I reckon we're going to see, all of his demons, and, I feel sorry. She's had some relationship problems, especially, you know, with Brandy Glanville all those years ago, and Eddie Cibrian. I feel like she's kind of generally come from a good place in relationships. So I think we're just going to see a little bit of I think they'll stay together, but I mean, if it's drugs and alcohol addiction, I mean, it puts such a strain, and it's going to be really hard on their marriage. But then other than that, I'm all about the Layla life. Lala. Of course she's got a target on her back. She's come in there. She's a new one. She's pretty. She's quite intelligent. She's witty. She says what she thinks. Of course, naturally, the girl's going to go against her. So I love her for standing strong and being like,
me too.
So what?
I think it's hilarious, I have to say. They showed so many. I love when they show flashbacks of every new girl. Jax. Hi, I'm Jax. And it's just the new girl. And I don't know why I had to add that in. I think it's really funny. And, like, they have no idea, supposedly. They're just like, oh, Jax seems sweet. And he's just like, I don't know. He's someone that you, like, love to hate, but it's just funny to watch.
It's funny because the nose doesn't look any different. Am I the only one that thinks that? I can't tell the difference in his nose job.
Oh, yeah.
It looks the same. Yeah,
do you think he did it for cosmetic reasons, or did it because, like, I don't know, he had some excuse. I don't know.
That's
something
what
else
is.
To get into.
Any other predictions from you, Justine?
I think that it's so hard to say, seriously, because there's so many things that happen, and you're just like, wait, I didn't expect that to happen. So any predictions? Honestly, I am really not sure. Just being honest, it's all up in the air.
Perfect. Well, we are so excited for the rest of this season. Just a little bit of news and gossip. I saw something on reality TV where it appears Kristen had to have a little bit of facial reconstruction on her face. She had, I guess it was around her eye socket, had like a break, and she needs some facial reconstruction. So we hope you're feeling better, Kristen.
Ow.
We'd love to have you in anytime. Aww. Any other cast members, we'd love to have you guys in too. We will have faith for you in a couple weeks.
No matter what he said, we really do.
I know, I
like
apologize.
You guys.
Yeah,
I know. We really do like you guys. We all seem really cool. So,
well, where can we find you guys on social media to connect with everybody?
You can find me on Twitter at Justine Divana, D-I-V, not E, Divana X. No, three. Sorry, I changed my thing.
There we go. Well, you can find me at Dan Babic on Twitter. That's D-A-N-B-A-B-I-C with an underscore. And then the Instagram is just at Dan Babic.
And I am Megan Stecker. You guys can find me across all platforms at Megan Stecker. How lucky did I get?
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. It's all at M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Thank you guys. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week for our next episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.